Welcome to 7 Seconds.
Let's light this candle.
You and Irwin were just speaking Hebrew to each other. What the hell was
it's
that?
It's New Year's.
Oh, Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. Do you think your little radio station, your rinky-dink little Mickey Mouse radio station, is going to be written into the broadcasting book of life to have one more year of life on this planet?
You're talking gibberish now. There's a book of life?
There's a book of life. That God keeps the book of life. If he writes your name in the book of life, then you're going to be around for another year. I actually have the book of life at home, and Beth and I are using it to prop up a wobbly kitchen table. Probably a little sacrilegious.
Yeah.
It's under the leg of a table.
Could you pull it out and just write me?
No, then everything on the table will go sliding this way and that. The Book of Life is doing us a real mitzvah. It's doing a very practical job for us. It's keeping our kitchen table level.
Well, you have a whole bunch of books in your downstairs bathroom, so maybe you could just pile those up.
That would be a great Book of Life in your bathroom for a little bathroom reading. That would be great. Anyway, everyone who's going to survive this year is in the Book of Life. If your name's not in the Book of Life, then I would be very worried. But here's the catch.
Yeah.
It ain't alphabetical.
So, just add me. Just add me.
It means taking it to, from out of my kitchen table.
But you just put something else under the kitchen table.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. That's a good idea.
For five.
Just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Why don't I do that?
Yeah.
And then I'll add your name. And you're in, baby.
Because otherwise.
Hey, you're in, baby.
Thank you.
Ken Friedman. F-R-E-I. F-R-E?
It's F-R-E-E-D-M-A-N.
Uh-oh.
Wait, you already.
I might have screwed up.
You already
I misspelled
put me
your
in
name
there?
In the Book of Life.
You were a second ago. You were telling me that you weren't going to put me in there.
I'm going to put you in. You're in, baby. Hey, now, which members of your family? I have room for two members of your family. I know you have three members of your family. Which members would you like to join you in the Book of Life this year? Well, your call. Whatever makes you happy.
I have three members of my
family. Yeah, three members extant. Three members of your family left.
Right.
I've got room for three, a total of three of your four-member family.
Oh, well, you can take me out then and put my...
You're already in.
Well, just erase me.
Yeah.
And put in my son and daughter and wife.
Yeah. Of course, I guess you have to say that because the mic's on. We'll talk after the show. We'll take care of business. After the show.
Wow, this is a real life Sophie's Choice.
We'll edit. Although I hope you're as wise as Sophie, the character Sophie was in that movie. She made the right decision.
Oh, by choosing the boy?
Yeah.
But it kind of destroyed her choice.
You think? I didn't see the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I just saw her make the choice and I, good choice. And then I left.
No, yeah, pretty much destroyed her.
I actually had $50 on the boy. We had a little pool going at the office.
That's why you thought it was the right choice.
Yeah. Well, Sophie knew what she was doing.
Oh, my God.
I think the girl played flute or the bassoon or something.
Oboe.
The oboe?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Come on. That's a no-brainer. Do either of your kids play the oboe?
No. Nope.
It would make your decision easy.
Nope. Neither one of them plays an oboe.
Hmm.
Oboe is a very important instrument, you know.
Oh, it certainly is, Ken. Very good point. You've given us a lot to think about. Hey, give us a call, 201-209-9368. We're talking about how important the oboe is.
Do you know which instrument the orchestra tunes to?
Oh, do they tune to the oboe?
They do.
You mean the oboe, the conductor will say, or the musical director will say, give me a C, right? And the oboe will play a C, and everyone tunes to that?
Correct.
I didn't know that. You learn something every day.
Yeah.
And that's what I learned today. Screw you. That's all. I wanted to learn something better than that.
I think that's a pretty good thing to learn.
You do? How's it ever going to come in handy? I guess it just did for you.
Well.
It got you back into the conversation. You were out there floundering. Get me back in. Oh, wait. Somebody mentioned oboe. I know something about the oboe. What was it? Think, Ken, think. My impression of you 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, you're never going to find yourself in an orchestra.
I'm never going to find myself in a conversation where the word oboe is mentioned.
Well, how's it like? How's life being an empty nester? We forgot that your kids are all gone now. You're actually no longer a geezer dad.
No, I'm just a retired guy, semi-retired.
Yeah, but you have this TV show.
Yeah, semi-retired.
So what are you doing now that you're...
Well, I am. I do have this job.
You're an empty nester. You don't have to pretend to go to work every day.
And you don't have to pretend to care.
I don't pretend.
Yeah.
I don't pretend. I really do care.
We have a great show. We have a great topic.
We do, and we also have Pam, President Pam, on the line.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait, on the Zoom line?
Yes, theoretically, maybe.
Yes.
Hey, Pam. Oh, coming in loud and clear.
Wow.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Pam.
I don't know. I need to hear Ken say I'm coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, Pam, you sound fantastic.
Oh, how exciting. All right, the show is a success.
It is. Did you have a good day, Pam?
Yes.
What was the high point of your day?
Talking to you, Andy.
The high point of my day? Learning how important the oboe is to the ensemble.
I'm surprised you made it this far without knowing that.
Oh, don't pretend you knew that 10 minutes ago.
Pam,
Pam,
do you know any oboe facts that you can lay on Andy? He's thirsty for oboe knowledge.
I know that I know that during the Depression, oboes would they'd form little jungles and communities near railroad tracks.
I was just going to make a joke related to that.
Yeah.
Darn you.
Yeah.
Darn you.
No, those are hobos.
And wait, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about...
The hobos would play oboes.
Yeah, the hobos would play oboes.
Oboes, not hobos.
And which is the one, the oboe or the hobo, that the orchestra tunes to?
The oboe.
Oh, that makes more sense. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
I thought you said hobo. Oh. That makes perfect sense.
That would be
sense.
Great if you had an orchestra of hobos playing the oboes.
Yeah, that's right. If the musical conductor was mentally challenged and said, okay, I brought in, I went to music school, I went to Juilliard, I know what I need. I brought in a hobo.
Andy, I've sharpened my angel wings just for you.
Oh, that's right. You're my angel on my shoulder.
No, she's your conscience. Not
well,
your,
same thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Not the same thing.
Oh, please.
I don't know. Please, Ken, expand on
that. No. Please, Ken, I'll give you $5. I'll give you $5 to move on. Yeah, tell us.
Okay.
Ken to expand on the difference between an angel on my shoulder and my conscience, my Jiminy Cricket. Are you a fan of what is movie is Jiminy Cricket? Is that Pinocchio?
Pocahontas.
No, it's Pinocchio. Yeah.
It's not.
Pocahontas.
I expect that $5, Andy.
Yeah, I want the $5. Otherwise, I'm expanding
Wait,
on
money. Best money I ever spent. I always bring cash to keep Ken on track.
Hey, me, your conscience, Pam.
You want me to wait? This is my Jiminy Cricket hitting me up for money.
You said I should drop the subject.
This is my angel on my shoulder hitting me up for a Venmo loan.
Yeah, see, that's why the angel. The angel on
this
your
is
soldier,
not at all.
Angel on your soldier is on your shoulder is different from the conscience.
Okay, my conscience. Okay, she's my conscience.
She's your conscience.
Pam, you were born to be somebody's conscience. You're a good, decent person. You're inherently a decent person.
Okay, Pam, I'm going to put you into conscience mode.
Okay.
How will that work?
Andy.
Oh, that's great. Good.
Just listen to it. Don't question. Just listen.
I will. I'll listen to you. So here's the plan. We're going to take calls today. We're going to invite listeners to recommend movies or television series that I might have missed, right?
Right.
Okay.
Watched. So you're saying if you've seen it, then it's disqualified.
Yeah, if I've seen it, it'll be disqualified.
Okay.
But it should be a movie or TV show that you've been recommending to your friends, or you think it's something I might enjoy,
or something that you'd hate, something that Andy
well,
might
why
hate.
Would they do that? And then I will. The plan is for me to jot down everybody's recommendation, right? Like a ballot.
Yep.
And I'll fold up the piece of paper. I'll jot it down on a piece of paper. Fold it up. I'll put it in this nice big box I have here.
Andy hates reality TV.
It's okay. I'll watch anything.
He hates anything even remotely woke.
And then at 7 o'clock, Don Fleming will come in. He'll come in a little early. And he will pick one of your nominees. And whichever paper he picked, Pam and I and Ken promise to watch this week.
And what do you like?
Your conscience did not agree to watch the show. So do not lie, Andy.
But Pam, wouldn't you enjoy next week's show if I end up discussing what I've watched and you will have seen it too?
She's your conscience.
Oh, I see.
Enjoy the show. Can you please explain that?
So, yeah, exactly. It's a far. It's just, it seems like such a foreign sort of idea. You're right, Pam. I shouldn't lie as much as I do. You're right. I do it for comic effect. I do it for shock value, right? But I'm going to get better. My conscience, Pam, is guiding me.
And what kind of TV shows and movies do you like?
You know, I get very restless with most 8-part series, you know, right. These 8-hour movies. Right. Do you sit through them? Do you fast forward? Do you say, I wonder what episode 7 will be like? Do you jump ahead?
I don't watch that many series.
I don't either. I don't have the patience. But if somebody recommends one, if they're liking it, I'll definitely consider it. It'll
like you hated Seth Rogen's The Studio. And
I didn't hate it, but I couldn't imagine sitting through 7 or 8 hours of it.
You only watched the first one?
Maybe it's because I was raised on film, raised on 2-hour movies.
I see.
And that's what I grew up watching, and that's what I taught myself to write. I made a living writing them.
So you prefer a movie?
For example, isn't The Godfather your favorite movie of all time?
It's up there.
Okay. If The Godfather was an 8-hour series instead of a 3-hour movie, it wouldn't have had the same impact. Do you agree?
Well, it's like The Sopranos.
Oh, shut up. I'm right. For once in your life, just concede the point.
Did you like The Sopranos?
Andy, be nice.
It's like my wife.
Be nice to your co-host.
It's like my wife is here.
Did you like The Sopranos?
Go to hell, Andy.
Exactly. Now you're talking. I watched The Sopranos. I think I've seen most of The Sopranos. I watched it in small doses.
Sounds like you didn't like it very much.
Look, if somebody wants to recommend I rewatch The Sopranos, that's what I'll do. 201-209-9368. If you recommend a movie or you recommend a TV series, it's in the running. I'm going to put all the ballots in a box.
And you will watch the whole thing.
I will watch. I will watch 8 episodes before we meet again. And will you watch the same thing?
No.
Whatever card I pull out.
I told you I cannot do that.
Oh, please join Pam and me. Pam and me want you to share in
Andy,
our experience.
Andy, what did I say earlier?
I think Pam said that she couldn't watch it either.
Wait, I'm just going to be watching something alone?
Yeah.
Something that I hate.
And then you report back. Next week you give a book report.
But maybe someone will recommend something that I'll end up enjoying.
Yeah, fat chance of that.
201-209-9368.
You dislike most.
No, I get restless. I kind of get ahead of them. I kind of get bored. I'll admit to that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you? I have a recommendation for Andy.
Okay.
My recommendation is Maverick.
Maverick, the TV series or the William Goldman movie?
Oh, yes, this is the movie with Tom Cruise, the second part of Top Gun.
Oh. No! No!
I think that fits you.
Write it down.
Like a glove. Like
wait, hold on. Oh, Top Gun. Wait, hold on. Oh, I thought you were. Oh, I miss.
What, do you hate Tom Cruise?
No. I think I've seen Maverick. I think you're asking me to rewatch Maverick. I thought you were. I kind of thought when you said Tom Cruise, I went immediately to Mission Impossible. Okay, so Maverick.
But if you've seen it, then Maverick. It's disqualified.
Okay. No, I saw Maverick.
I can't request that you rewatch it.
You can. I can.
No,
I'll no, I can do that.
No rewatching. Come on.
Really?
Thanks, caller.
Didn't Maverick have next call? Boy, you're tough, man. You got
to
get a conscience.
You got to
get one of my consciences.
You have to watch something new that you've never seen.
Okay,
before.
Okay, I'm ripping it up. Okay, Maverick is out of the running. Although, wait, there were great sequences in Maverick. There were great action scenes.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling 201-209-9368.
Pay me enough, I'll be
love the show.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough money in my wallet. Ken needs a professional, sweetheart.
What did your conscience say?
She said she's offering to be your conscience as well.
Oh, okay. If you pay her.
Yeah. A lot of what my conscience says begins with this phrase. Hey, if you pay me, this is my conscience. That tells you everything you need to know about my friend Pam.
Well, that's
no,
your conscience.
She waited. To know about you because your conscience is an extension of you.
She waited all week.
That's your conscience.
Yeah. Can't
that's
wait for Wednesday.
Pam.
Can't wait to soak that old Jew. Get him to Venmo me a few bucks. Play that old Jew like an oboe. You're playing me like an oboe.
Like an oboe.
201-209-9368.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Or in Pam's case.
Yeah, great to be on the phone with you guys.
Hey, yeah, it's a dream come true, isn't it?
Human Highway.
Oh, the Neil Young documentary?
Good one. Good one. It's probably endless.
Wait, is that
original? It has to be the original. You might only be able to find it on VHS. The original edit. The director's cut. Destroyed it.
How long is it? Wait, how long is it? That's Neil Young?
It's within your bracket, Andy. It's a two-hour movie.
Is that Jonathan Demme? Am I remembering that correctly?
No, Neil Young directed it himself.
Oh, it's a Neil Young directed movie featuring Neil Young?
And Devo.
Oh, and Devo. That's not true.
It was the first time that Out of the Blue and Into the Black was performed, apparently.
I think Dean Stockwell might be in it, too.
Oh, yes, you didn't tell me about Dean Stockwell. Is the whole Devo gang in there?
Yep.
Bougie
boy.
Oh my God! All right, I'll watch it.
They are.
If I end up picking
nuclear waste disposal people, you know.
Did Neil Young write it? Oh, please say yes.
Yes. Oh boy, did he ever!
Human
he lost
Highway.
A lot of money on it.
Oh my God!
It's even better than Journey to the Past.
Oh my God, that's going to be. Oh my God.
Better than Greendale.
It'll be over before you know it.
What an IMDb page Neil Young has. Okay, thanks much.
Caller.
Human Highway, that's in the running.
That's the only thing in the running.
Right now, if the show ended right now, I'd have to go with Human Highway.
Wow.
So almost anything else,
that
I think.
That would be torture for you.
It would?
Yeah.
How many times have you seen it?
Zero.
And you're a huge Neil Young guy.
Yes. That's why I avoid his movies.
I hope that caller wasn't referring to Neil Young, the singer.
Oh, he was.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, 201-209-9368. Okay, recommend a movie, recommend a show, and I'll watch it.
Hello, Ken. This is Emily Latella.
There you go.
Thank you.
What
is all this business about elbows and orchestras?
That's right.
If you don't have an elbow, how are you going to play the violin?
As fake voices go.
God is my witness.
But as fake voices go.
Go ahead, finish that sentence.
It was a good fake voice. I don't say that very often.
That was the Human Highway of phone calls.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hello. For Andy's show, Whip It the Movie, directorial debut of Drew Barrymore.
Wait, Whip It the Movie? Wait, is that a Devo movie? Devo in concert?
No.
That's so funny. No, it's just about roller derby.
It is?
Yes.
And she directed it?
It's her one and only movie.
Oh, that would be a long, long 2 hours.
Oh, can I nominate one? You're in luck.
It is only about 90 minutes.
I know. I'm sorry. I was referring to how long it would seem.
I get to nominate
one. Singer-songwriter Landon Pig.
I don't know that name. Do you know that name, Ken?
Nope.
I believe the only thing I know about Landon Pig is I think he was featured in the movie Whip It.
You may be right about that.
Oh, my God.
It has Infidelity, Sports. The most beautiful Owen Wilson brother that I can't remember his real name.
That has everything.
You can't go wrong.
It's checking off all the boxes, isn't it?
Do I get to nominate one for
you? Yes, Ken. What do you think I should watch? And I'll put it in the running.
Roller Boogie.
Roller Boogie is another roller skating movie?
Oh, what a coincidence. Yeah.
And who stars in Roller Boogie?
Nobody you know.
Is Drew Barrymore in it?
Nope.
Is that singer Pig in it?
Nope.
Is this really your
recommendation?
Is this really your recommendation?
That's my recommendation.
You'd like me to watch Roller Boogie?
Roller Boogie.
Have you seen it?
Yes, many times.
Really? You've seen it many times?
At least two or three times.
Okay, it's in the running.
It's probably the best movie out there about the 1970s roller disco scene.
Oh, God.
Thank you, caller.
Oh, God. Thank you, caller. I thought people would be recommending movies that they genuinely have enjoyed and they genuinely want to share with me.
I like Roller Boogie.
Oh, please shut up. Please shut him out. Somebody, please.
Hi, you're on the air.
He can't keep
Andy,
talking.
Be nice.
Hey, I'm sorry. First time, long time.
Yeah.
Tolerate the show.
Thanks. It means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
Yes.
Good job, Andy.
Thanks,
I got a,
conscience.
I got a recommendation for Andy.
Yeah.
It's called Bored to Death.
Bored to Death.
Oh, Bored to Death. That's a HBO series.
That's correct. Have you seen it already?
I've seen a couple of episodes. Now, that's a genuine recommendation. That's Ted Danson. Is that right?
That's right. Ted Danson.
Oh, I know. The showrunner.
Jason Schwartzman and Zach Galifianakis.
That's right. What's the name of the showrunner? He's a mystery writer.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, that sounds good. It's got Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, it has some funny things in it. Yeah.
You know, it's got an old guy, a Jew, and a funny tubby man.
That's right. You'd think you were describing FMU's Thursday night lineup.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's got, each episode's a standalone little mystery.
Yeah, Bored to Death. Yeah, they're little detective stories. I can't remember there's a name of the writer that I admire that was the showrunner. Okay, Bored to Death. And I thank you for a genuine, sincere, non-ironic submission.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Thanks. Oh, thanks, Conju. Thanks, Jiminy Cricket.
Cricket. Listener Common reminded me that there is one person you would know from Roller Boogie.
Tell me.
Linda Blair.
Oh, Linda Blair.
From The Exorcist. Yeah.
Yeah. She was great. I know.
Of course, you know her from her porno movies.
Linda Blair was the only actress that auditioned for The Exorcist that could make her head go all the way around like that. That's how she got the part.
Oh, that's kind of cheating.
Yeah, it is kind of cheating.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Quick impression of Pam if she was cast as Jiminy Cricket in Pinocchio. Are you ready?
Thanks, listener Warren.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, Pinocchio, now that you're a real boy, why don't you Venmo me $35? That's how Pam would interpret that part.
Because puppets aren't.
First time, long time.
You need to be nice to your conscience, too.
I don't. Do I? Do you have to be nice to your conscience?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, my conscience would say that. 201-209-9368. Hey, recommend something for me to watch. So far, I'm hoping for Bored to Death. That would be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm hoping for Roller Boogie. Hi, you're on the air, caller.
Hey, it's listener Warren. First time, long time.
Oh, that means the world, right?
Hi,
welcome.
Warren.
Welcome, Warren.
Yeah, I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, I'll tell you why that's funny. Ain't no one calling.
We have a full switchboard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, sorry.
Do you, except for would them. You prefer a movie or would you prefer a series or both?
No.
Why do you? Just whatever you think I might genuinely enjoy.
Series.
I think you would genuinely enjoy the Netflix movie that they did on Devo.
Oh, no.
Which just came out like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wait. I think my son is going to school with one of the producer's kids.
Really?
Oh, well,
what is the name of that? Well, maybe then I should watch it because I might meet up with him or her. What is the name of that movie?
If you just go to Netflix and you type in Devo, I think you'll find it.
Well, hold on. You're talking so fast. D. I'm
sorry. Yeah, I know.
Go ahead and say
D
what?
Followed by an E.
I got the D. Wait, I'm sorry. I was talking over
right.
You. It's D and then say it again.
Understood. Yeah, D followed by, now wait for it, E.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
E.
Followed by V.
Oh, Deve. Yeah.
Right.
The band.
Am I going too fast?
No. And then,
Devo.
Devo.
Yeah.
That's okay, so you don't know the name of it, but that's, okay, so you enjoyed that doc.
I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Oh my God! Okay, so far we have five ballots in our little.
I enjoyed it too.
That's
a good suggestion because Andy would hate it.
Yeah,
he would hate it.
Well, I have some friends in the music business, and they told me a little secret about the band Devo.
Oh, what is it?
They're not very good.
And
you heard it here first.
The music industry really embraced them.
Huh.
Lots of people loved them.
And yet they weren't very good. Isn't that interesting? Little tidbit.
They had all sorts of big fans.
Little behind the curtain fact.
David Bowie, John Lennon.
Yeah.
Brian Eno.
Yeah. Oh, no. Everyone pretended to like them.
Neil Young.
They were a cool band, to pretend to like.
Yeah. All right, back to the phones.
Yeah, 201-209-9368. Hey, we're filling up our ballot box.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yes, it's you.
Yes, it's you. Imagine.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. Cold Justice. It's shown on weekends on cable TV. It is unsolved murders, and they go about reopening the investigation.
Oh, they take.
And sometimes they solve it, and sometimes they don't.
Oh, I hope they do. I hope they do.
It's a series then.
Yeah. So
right,
it's one of those.
The other movie is Hannibal. I believe it's part three of Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, no, Hannibal. Hannibal I've seen multiple times. Stuff. But Cold Justice might interest me. I'm a true crime fan.
Thank you, caller.
Have you heard of that series, Ken?
No.
They take cases, cold cases, mm-hmm. and they reopen them. And get this, Ken. This is kind of what makes it suspenseful.
Yeah.
Sometimes they solve them. Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
Wait till I finish a sentence. before you respond.
I'm not saying a word.
Okay, I'm going to start over.
I'm trying to leave space here.
Sometimes they solve them.
Remember to say please, Andy.
Please. Please, conscience. Get a job. Stop asking me for money. Okay. Please, conscience. Hit those want ads. Okay, sometimes they solve them, sometimes they don't. It's called cold justice. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. Maybe that'll be the one I... Hey, conscience, which show do you think so far you would enjoy if you had to watch one of these?
But I don't have to watch.
I know. Exactly. Oh, how I envy you that. My little Jiminy Cricket.
Hi, you're on the air.
How do you stay? How do you stay on my? How do you stay standing on my shoulder, conscience, when I'm moving around and walking?
Yeah,
and
you're like you're on speed. What
and
is
you're,
it? Is
and this, you're drinking half the day.
Is this a result of you being on Ozempic or something?
Oh, I am on Ozempic.
Yeah, why? Because you're acting like you're on meth or something.
This is me on meth, really?
Yeah.
Really?
How's the Ozempic doing?
I'm good. I'm losing a pound a week.
And you're not gambling anymore?
I'm not gambling as much. I'll put money on football, the football games.
Cut back on the trank?
I don't know what trank is.
Xylazine?
I'm not following you 100%.
Okay.
It's fun to make up words, isn't it? 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air, caller.
Trank.
Hey, I would like to recommend the Tom Green classic, Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, no. I've been avoiding that my whole life.
Freddy Got Fingered.
Wait, now, is that an ironic suggestion, or is that a movie you really like?
It's the best movie of 2001.
Freddy Got Fingered. Is that a movie that ended Tom Green's career? Probably did.
No, that's
I
not...
I think it catapulted him to greater fame.
Is that what ended his career? No, something else.
Well, I think his off-screen antics.
I think it was testicular cancer that ended his career.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, too.
Yeah. You're always joking about testicular cancer, but
because it's so damn funny.
Yeah, but here's a case where the answer really is testicular cancer.
Oh, well, that explains why Tom Green never returns my calls anymore.
Why, you make a lot of jokes about it?
I make a lot of testicular cancer jokes. I've been testing him. I've been bouncing him off Tom Green.
Yeah. He's reinvented himself now, by the way.
I should do that. I should make a note to do that.
Yeah, make a note.
Hey, you know what I'm going to be if I reinvent myself?
Caller. What?
An influencer.
What kind of influence?
I haven't decided yet.
A comedy influence?
Okay.
you're pretty easy.
Yeah. Just and then, don't you see, Ken, people will pay me money to use their products. Because I'm an influencer.
Yeah.
I can make a lot of money. You should be an influencer. I thought of it first.
That's okay.
Maybe I can get you in. I could put you on the list.
No, I'm not cut out for the influence and lifestyle.
People pay you money, Ken, and then they send you products. And if you use their products, they pay you money.
Yeah, I understand.
And then if you have like a million listeners, I'll probably have like 10 million, a million viewers, because I'll be on the TikTok. Uh-huh. And I'll probably
have
10.
Boasting so much is not good.
Hmm. What did your conscience say?
I think she's
boasting. Boasting.
Okay, you're right. I'll probably have like 7 million. Viewers on subscribers on TikTok, and then I'll get money from that too. You get money from all different ways, all different revenue streams when you're an influencer.
I don't know.
All you got to do is use their products.
No.
Hello. And then I can even film myself opening the products.
You have to
when they come in the mail. Whoa! What's this? Oh, it's a new set of headphones. I'm going to use them.
I don't think you're hot enough to be an influencer.
Shut up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's a listener, Warren, again. Second time long.
Hi, Warren.
Hey, Warren.
Warren, you already got something in the hat.
No, but I really wanted to get this one across. The best series that ever got produced that got canceled after two seasons because it was way too intelligent for the rest of the world.
Oh, that sounds like exactly my speed. Way too intelligent for the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's called the Patriot.
Patriot. I've heard good things. Yes.
Yeah, Patriot on Prime.
Yes, people have recommended it.
I think it's absolutely phenomenal.
I think I will enjoy it. Only you and I will enjoy it because it's way too intelligent for the rest of the world.
Well, yeah,
but you and I can talk.
Don't be snobby.
You and I. Wait, what is this listener's caller's name?
I don't know.
It's Warren.
Warren. Yeah, Warren. You and I can hook up somewhere. We can go out for coffee, and you know what we'll talk about. We'll talk about Patriot. The Patriot, and then everybody else listening in, maybe they're in the next booth at the next table. What are those guys talking about? I don't understand. I wish I was intelligent enough to follow that conversation they're having.
That'll Andy, be don't me. Put that down sounds, the rest of the
that
world.
Sounds like half the conversations I've had in coffee shops.
Exactly. I can't wait to watch The Patriot. Me and Warren.
Is that Andy Breckman, the influencer?
Not, it's not The Patriot. It's Patriot.
Just Patriot, not The Patriot.
He's much shorter than I imagined him.
That's
if
you.
If listeners will go and go to YouTube and search Patriot Cocaine.
Oh, that would be different.
It will hook a whole another generation onto the show.
I believe
it came out in like 2018.
I believe The Patriot is a Mel Gibson historical trauma.
Yeah, that's a Mel Gibson vehicle.
Yes, no, but we're going to love Patriot, me and Warren.
Yeah.
Woo! Ken.
Damn right.
Ken.
Yeah.
You're not invited to our little Patriot.
That's okay.
I'm
going to be sitting at the diner anyway.
No. Okay, but don't come over when we're talking about Patriot.
No.
And if you did, believe me, I'm saving you a lot of trouble and heartache. If you did, your head would explode. You wouldn't be able to follow it. It's a show, Ken, that's just a little too intelligent for the rest of the world.
I'll be watching you in the diner, but out of respect for your fame, I'm not going to approach you.
Because I'm an influencer.
Yeah.
I might be wearing those headsets I talked about
Hey,
earlier.
By the way, if you're in Jersey City, the Andy Breckman mural is up.
It's almost done,
On the side of our building. It's almost done.
Yeah. I've never been prouder
of it. It's very flattering.
Well, I don't know about
that. What's more flattering for you than
when I get my hands on the guy who painted that mural? Oh, brother, that guy's in trouble. That guy won't know what hit him. Oh, brother.
What drug is this that you're on?
What's the name of the guy? What's the name of that guy, the artist?
It's my daughter, Daisy.
Oh, sorry, I take it all back.
Man, oh, man, what is this that you're on? It's not Ozempic. It's not Wegovy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Atlas Ball or what Zen Biker?
Maybe.
What's
you're close. You're close, Ken. It's fentanyl.
It's
201-209-9368.
Something void?
Yeah, something void.
Yeah, something void. You're very speedy. hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
I have to compensate for my dullard co-host.
Oh, I love the show.
Yes? Andy? Wait, my conscience is talking. Yes?
Do not call your co-host a dullard.
Thank you.
I have a series.
Thank you. Thank you, conscience. What do I owe you for that bit of advice?
You'll get the bill at the end of the show.
What's your series, caller?
My series is called United States of Tara.
Oh, I've heard good things.
Of Tara?
Yeah.
Tell me.
T-A-R-A.
Like Tara Reid.
Yeah, tell me why you're recommending that.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Toni Collette's performance with her multiple personality disorder is amazing.
It's about schizophrenia.
Oh, my gosh.
Is
no,
really?
Not schizophrenia. Yeah.
Not schizophrenia.
Dissociative identity.
Oh, dissociative identity disorder. I called it schizophrenia as a joke.
Multiple personalities.
My listeners aren't getting my jokes anymore.
Multiple personalities.
Yeah.
Multiple personality.
You know what Andy would love? You know the series that Andy would love? He would love Love on the Spectrum. That is right up his alley.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, my God. Somebody please suggest Love on the Spectrum.
No. I'll be watching Roller Boogie first.
Andy,
Love on the Spectrum.
Andy could never hack Love on the Spectrum.
God.
I actually really like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Love on the Spectrum.
You know about it then.
Well, I know about it. Yeah, I guess know about it. That doesn't mean I'd want to.
It's people on the spectrum falling in love.
But aren't they being taken advantage of by the film crew and the production?
No, not really.
Aren't people putting them in situations that they might be uncomfortable in?
No, they're going on dates, which they all want to do. They all want to meet somebody. But they want to meet somebody else who's on the spectrum right around where they are.
Oh, I see. They have to sort of coincide. They have to sort of be synced up.
Because it's a spectrum.
Well, Ken, that's how you and I got together.
It's true.
Exactly. Hey, welcome to Love on the Spectrum, every Wednesday, 6 p.m.
Well, thank you, caller. That was a great suggestion. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
It's Freeform Radio on the Spectrum.
Somebody should suggest Love on the Spectrum.
No, please
don't. Oh, it'd be so hard for Andy to sit through 8 episodes of that. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Kelly.
Hi,
hey, Kelly.
Kelly.
Thanks for calling. I'm not being sarcastic. Tell my conscience I'm not being sarcastic.
Love on the Spectrum is the most pure, beautiful show on television.
I agree. I agree.
Now I know. Avoid it at all costs.
So, Kelly, is that your suggestion?
So I would.
That's your suggestion,
Kelly.
Right?
I'll be crying, Kelly. That's true.
What's hard to take, though, is that even autistic people manage to find a partner. And I have not nailed that down yet.
Kelly, there's somebody out for you, baby. There's somebody.
Let's pray.
No. There's a guy. Anybody would be lucky as hell.
Yeah.
But are you really a fan of Love on the Spectrum?
I am. I love it. It's so sweet.
Okay, but wait, is that really your recommendation?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Oh, dear God.
Yay! Love on the Spectrum, the regular one, or Love on the Spectrum Australia?
Oh, for the love of God.
I don't know which one I'm watching, I guess.
Well, I guess, do they have anything? Are they playing didgeridoos at any point?
They have people from different countries on the show.
Yeah,
so
but there is an Australian version of it. But either one is fine, Andy.
Kelly, you don't have to watch Love on the Spectrum. You can listen to me and Ken every Wednesday.
Well,
like watching a show with special needs, that's for sure.
Thanks.
Yeah, but Andy and I met on a Down syndrome app, though.
Would you send me that link, Ken,
I hope,
please?
Sure. I hope I get the help that Ken needs.
Have a great night.
You too, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
She's the greatest, except for that recommendation of hers.
Oh, that was a great recommendation.
201-209-9368.
So hoping.
Thank you for being supportive, Andy, and positive and encouraging.
Well, how could you not be with Kelly?
There you go.
Pam, have you met Kelly?
How could you not be with your conscience?
My conscience, you're not doing me any favors. You're taking off. You're like a giant buzzkill in my right ear.
Aaron would like you to mind your restless leg. Apparently, it's very loud over the air.
Who is Aaron?
Aaron in Minneapolis.
You come down here. Oh, Aaron, our friend Aaron.
Yeah.
I was going to challenge him to a fight.
You can challenge him to a fight.
No, I don't want to fight anyone.
No, it'd be a pretty fair match, I think.
I know. I would lose. I can't think of a listener I could beat up. God, that'd be great to beat up a listener. Oh, my God, would that be a great show?
You've suggested that before.
Come on.
No, you can't.
Right in the record library.
No, you can't do that. It would be fake. You're not going to try to beat somebody up.
This will be me. Not the face, man. Not the face. That'll be me before the fight.
Hi, you're on the air.
The Color of Pomegranates, Sergei Parajanov.
Okay, you have to talk English. This is an English show.
The Color of Pomegranates. Is that a movie or a series?
A movie.
Okay, The Color of Pomegranates.
And tell me why it means something to you.
Oh, just beautiful. It's about art and paintings, and it's just it's colorful and beautiful and profound.
Andy would hate it.
Colorful and beautiful and profound. I'd rather chew glass.
Would you rather watch that or Love on the Spectrum 8 episodes?
Dear God, that would be really something.
Love on the Spectrum really is one of the only reality shows I've ever watched that I've liked.
Do you watch it with your wife?
Yeah, we both love it.
It
would be good for you.
Yeah, I would love to watch it with your wife.
No, I mean you watch. No, you watching Love on the Spectrum.
What would your wife be doing?
Thank
she'd
you,
be
caller.
In, she'd be in the kitchen or something.
I don't
understand what you're saying.
My wife doesn't figure into this at all.
Then why'd you bring her up?
You brought her up.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, I've got the real 2001 classic.
Okay.
I'm thinking Mulholland Drive, directed by David Lynch.
Yeah, Mulholland Drive. Oh, yes. Okay, I might have seen it back in the day. I haven't seen it recently.
Well, that doesn't count then.
No, but David Lynch is, believe me, that's a slog.
He doesn't even remember what happened.
No one knows what happened. People that saw it yesterday don't know what happened. in Mulholland Drive. Exactly. 201-209-9368. Okay, so Mulholland Drive is in
the
running.
Caller.
At the end of the show, I'm going to reach in. We're going to pick a ballot. I mean, we're going to pick one of our...
Don Fleming's going
to
pick
or
one.
Don Fleming, just to make it fair.
Oh, I hope he picks Love on the Spectrum.
We'll pick one of our little ballots, little... What are these called? These ballots, right? What
ballots.
Are they?
Yeah, slips of paper.
Slips of paper. Entries, tickets.
Hi, you're on the air.
Entries.
Thank you, Conscience. Thank you, Conscience.
Second time caller.
Thank you for being nice to your conscience.
And I got a recommendation, but also more importantly, I got a blast from the past for Andy, I think.
Okay, I've never been more frightened in my life.
I'll do the recommendation first. I heard another caller talk about Toni Collette. Have you guys seen Rake, the Australian TV show?
No.
No. R-A-K-E?
R-A-K-E.
No, R-A-I-K.
And what is she plays a lawyer or something?
She does a guest star. There's a lot of Australian movie stars who do guest spots on that show, but I think you'd enjoy the character. But,
okay,
but
I have a quick question. I have a quick question ahead, about Rake. First, I want to cross my fingers.
Is Rake a series or a movie?
Does Rake feature a lot of characters that are on the spectrum?
There might be a couple.
Okay.
Hiding in there.
Okay, Rake it is.
But can Andy? I was in Herald Square subway station.
Dear God.
There was plywood covering a construction area.
I got you.
And on the plywood,
yes,
was an old concert poster.
Yes, for Town Hall.
Yes.
January 1980, Andy Breckman and Don McLean.
Exactly. Oh,
and
you know.
Tony Bird.
I thought I was breaking the news.
I have no memory of this.
I don't know what's going on, but a lot of people are finding that old
flyer. I guess it's in a very, very prominent place there.
Or it's showing up in, I don't know if it's showing up in multiple subway stations.
I'll tell you how bad my memory is. Most people, they play Town Hall, they probably remember it.
Yeah.
I swear to you. Swear to you, I have no memory at all.
You don't remember
it all? All I remember is this. I killed, baby. I had him in the palm of my hand from the first song on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christine.
January 4th, 1980.
They wouldn't let me off the stage. Occasion. That's all I remember. They wouldn't let me off the stage.
Yeah, man, you kicked off the 80s.
Yeah.
That was the first
How
big...
about Tony Bird?
Yeah.
Dean Friedman, John Hammond.
That's right, Dean Friedman.
Yeah, and this is the MC. People, please, Andy has left the building. We have many, many other acts. People, please, give the other acts a chance.
Yeah,
it'll be
well,
like
I hope
the,
you enjoy Rake.
Just like Peter Yarrow at Newport.
just like all the acts that came on Ed Sullivan that came between the two Beatles sets.
Thank you, caller.
Okay,
that would be great to find out
who
who is on the Ed Sullivan
that Ed Sullivan show when the Beatles premiered. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
I guess 100 million.
Hello there. Have you seen the movie called A Boy and His Dog?
Well, I know it's a Harlan Ellison story. Wait, hold on. A Boy and His Dog?
A Boy and His Dog.
I know the short story.
Got a very young Don Johnson in it.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. It's apocalyptic, right? Or post-apocalyptic.
Yes, post-apocalyptic.
Post-apocalyptic, yes.
I have not seen it. It's a talking dog. Is that right?
It has telepathic powers with old Don.
I think my dog at home has telepathic powers, but is ghosting me. Just doesn't want to talk to me.
How would you know?
Exactly.
There are a lot of dogs out there that have people trapped in them.
I agree.
You're preaching to the converted over here, too.
Thanks, caller.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Good job, Andy.
Oh,
thanks, honey. I'm going to start calling my conscience honey.
That's better.
I bet I can make my conscience curse me out. That would be a first.
Yeah.
I bet I could.
I don't think you can.
Hey, conscience. Hey, baby. Seriously, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
I'm talking to my conscience.
No, caller. Yeah, what are you wearing, caller?
Yeah.
Work clothes. Overalls.
Overalls. Okay, what kind of boots are you wearing?
No, I don't care about the caller.
I took my boots off.
Yeah, the caller's taking his boots off, Ken. Okay. Okay, caller, what are you recommending to me? I'll watch whatever you recommend. I'm going to pick one ballot out of this box at the end of the show.
All right. You should pick this one. This is a...
Well, I'm not picking it, but...
The Greasy Strangler?
What is it?
The Greasy Strangler?
The Greasy Strangler.
No.
Is that a series or a TV or a movie?
It's a movie.
Yeah.
It sounds fantastic.
Oh, It's super weird. It's got cool music, cool colors.
It sounds like it has something for everyone. It wouldn't by any chance...
You might hate it. You might love it. Probably hate it.
It wouldn't by any chance have cool colors, would it?
It does.
Oh, whoa, baby.
Oh, yeah. It does.
It's got red. It's got blue.
Maybe I'll take some more fentanyl before I watch it.
You should try.
Make sure you mix it up with Trank.
Okay.
I've heard. Yeah. Yeah.
No, seriously. I'm a shrooms guy through and through.
That's good. That's better than fentanyl and Trank. Thank you, caller.
Have you ever done shrooms, Ken?
I have. Yep. Man, that would be fun to watch you on shrooms.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would. You'd be a changed man.
I'll bet you $10 cash it would not be fun to watch me on shrooms.
I bet you it would.
I'll bet you it wouldn't. You're on, buddy.
All right.
201-209-9368.
I want to see you on shrooms watching Love on the Spectrum. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Vicky calling. I have a movie for you.
Hi, Vicky. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Hey, have you met my conscience?
Hello.
I've been listening to her. She seems very nice.
She's too nice. She's inhibiting me. She's just a giant buzzkill.
Andy,
yeah.
Be nice to your conscience.
If my conscience wasn't hot, I would have lost her years ago.
Well, that
nice
always
try,
helps.
Andy.
Hey, guys, you ought to see the rack on my conscience.
Nice try, Andy. Okay.
What?
I'm imagining it now.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's why I keep her around. That's one of the main reasons. The rack on my conscience.
The rack, yes. It sounds good. That sounds like a good reason to keep her around.
Yeah.
Also, because she keeps you in line.
I can't think of any other real reason.
Okay.
Andy.
Perched up there on
nice
my perched up there on my shoulder. Just, hey, sweetheart. How's life?
Okay.
Where do you want to go tonight, conscience?
Andy, let the speaker talk.
I'm sorry. Okay, sorry, honey. I mean, what's the caller's name?
I don't. Vicky.
Hey,
it's
Vicky.
It's Vicky.
Hey, Vicky. You have a show or a movie you can recommend?
A movie.
I do. I have a movie that I want you to go. That I want you to. I guess you'll have to stream it because it's on. You have to stream it on Fandango.
Okay.
It's a new movie. It just came out this year. It's an indie film called Baltimoreans.
Oh, and it's still in the theaters.
Mm-hmm. It might be in theaters.
Yeah.
I think it might not be in theaters anymore, but you can stream it on Fandango, and it's a romantic kind of comedy,
yes.
Kind of a romance, kind of, and also kind of sad in places, but it's about a sort of sad sack ex-comedian who is also a recovering alcoholic who has a terrible accident on Christmas Eve and breaks a tooth, and so he goes to find an emergency dentist, and then he kind of falls for the dentist. He gets a crush on him,
and then through
a series of like kind of weird twisted events, they end up going on a crazy adventure all over Baltimore, where they end up doing stand-up comedy even.
Okay,
and end up getting locked in a...
What are you? Do you pay our listeners by the word? Is that what you're doing?
I pay Vicky by the word.
Vicky, you know what? Can I interrupt you, please?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can. It's a challenge, but here I go. I have seen the trailer for the Baltimoreans, and the trailer is very sharp and funny, and it made me want to see the movie. And you have
it's
made
really
me want to see
good.
It. That's the one slip that's in this ballot box that I'm hoping will be picked. I think my wife. I think my wife would like it too. We'd watch it together.
Yay! I wish I could come over and watch it with you because I thought it was really
great.
Oh,
you can.
No, you can't.
How far are you from
Madison? No, you can't.
From Madison, New
York? No, I wish you could. Oh, we don't live there anymore, Ken. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, where did you
move? I'm in Guyerwood, New Jersey. I'm in Guyerwood.
You know that town that's really far from Guyerwood? That's where we moved to.
Guyerwood?
Yeah. Oh, I wish you could come over, Vicky. Unfortunately.
Dang it.
Yeah, dang it. Unfortunately, we just moved. Phew! Quick thinking, Andy. Way to go, buddy.
Vicky, just go to Madison.
No.
Go to the top of the hill on Ventnor.
No.
And listen for the screams.
No. Listen for the screams.
That's okay. I have a good imagination. I'll just imagine that you're with me next time I watch it.
Don't do that either. Please. Don't do that. Even that's creepy. Vicky.
All right,
Vicky,
thanks, Vicky.
Vicky, it's time to move on, honey.
Baltimoreans.
Yeah, no. The trailer looked really funny, and it's on my watch list.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, listener Warren, third time long.
Hi, Warren.
Hey, Warren, thanks for calling. I'm not being sarcastic.
Warren's calling for the third time.
Yeah.
I didn't sense any sarcasm at all.
That's how we do it, because I have my conscience with me.
All right, well, I just have
Hey, Warren. For you. Hey, Warren.
And then I promise
Don't
not to call
even
back.
Andy stop talking right now and let him talk.
Check out the rack on my conscience.
No, Andy.
What? Honey, you should be proud. You work out.
Andy.
Honey, you look great.
Home renovation
Working
show,
out has nothing to do with your rack.
It's a married couple, but Andy, the woman is like 10 months pregnant in like every episode.
Okay, tell me the name of the show again.
It's called Restoring Galveston.
Okay, is it like a real reality show about real estate?
Yeah, it's a home renovation show. It's on Discovery.
Oh, that would be horrible. Although I think Beth would enjoy
it. I'm really hoping that
renovating Galveston.
Yeah.
Restoring Galveston.
Can't imagine a worse title for a series. Galveston.
And the wife has a voice that only her husband could love.
Well, okay.
Oh, Andy would love it.
No. Dear God, why are you suggesting things I'm going to hate?
Thanks, Warren.
Oh, my gosh, we only have like 9 minutes left.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. You want to go through these really quick?
No.
Yeah, go through them quick.
No, we need to get more. Hi, you're on the
No, that's what I mean. Go through them quick. Cycle through them.
Yeah.
Stop talking and just ask for their recommendation.
What's your tip, caller?
What? Stuck, you sucker.
I don't know what that means. That's a real movie.
Is that
actually
a movie? Stuck you.
I couldn't hear it.
Duck
you sucker. Should I write that down?
Yeah, duck you sucker.
Okay, ask for the next one.
Hi, what's your tip?
Just take it. Yeah, not a tip. What's your suggestion?
Me?
Yeah.
Hi, caller. What's your suggestion?
Oh, hey, it's Bernardo. What's going on?
No one cares your name.
Hi,
no
Bernardo.
One cares.
Andy, be nice.
I'm special though.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you're special.
Andy, listen to your conscience.
Do you mean special in that short bus kind of special way?
Andy, stop yelling.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
You know what?
Stop the restless leg.
There's nothing on anyway. So don't
Bernardo, what's your suggestion? Blat it out. Come on.
Nothing. There's nothing on.
Okay, he's saying nothing. Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
He waited on hold for 10 minutes. Hey, honey.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I thought it was my wife, Beth.
No, it's not Beth.
I'm pretty sure it might be Beth.
No, it's not Beth.
No, this is Ashlyn, the tattoo artist.
Oh, Ashlyn. Okay.
Ashlyn, who gave you your tattoo.
So why are you claiming to be my wife, Beth?
She's not.
Okay.
I didn't claim anything. You guys assumed.
Okay, Ashlyn, what are you recommending? What have you seen lately that you can recommend?
I don't know if you have ever seen it, but it's a movie called Barton Fink.
Oh, of course.
That doesn't count. You've seen it.
I've seen it many times. I'm a big Coen Brothers guy. But thank you very much for that, Ashlyn.
Of course.
Thank you, Ashlyn. Yep. Hi, you're on the air. What's your suggestion?
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Has Love on the Spectrum been suggested?
Yes, it has, but not Love on the Spectrum Australia.
No, I'm not going to do it. Don't double my chances.
Dang it. Okay, I'm not going to do that one.
Yeah, thank you.
One Cut of the Dead.
One Cut of the Dead?
Yes, it's a zombie movie.
Oh, my God.
Great.
That sounds horrific.
Yeah, Andy doesn't like horror. Forgot to mention
One
that.
Cut of the Dead.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your suggestion?
God.
I suggest that you watch The Price is Right. It's a great show. It's on TV.
I know The Price
Hi, you're on the air. What's your suggestion?
I know because my daughter Rachel was featured on it.
Really?
Yeah.
She was on it?
Yeah.
Check out BoJack Horseman.
And they came out and they called her name. She came on down.
Wow. That guy said BoJack Horseman.
Okay, well, I've watched some of it. I think it's funny. That would
Can the conscience suggest something?
She may.
Sure.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, for the love of God. That's my conscience?
Yeah, Cabin in the Woods.
That's my conscience suggesting
Good
Cabin
one.
In the Woods?
Yeah.
That's kind of a meta sort of horror movie, right?
Yeah,
but it's...
Now, conscience, is that your genre, horror movies?
Absolutely not. That's the only one I would recommend.
Okay. I mean, the only reason I would take your recommendation is you got a fantastic rack.
Yes, I carry a lot of bikes.
You should not objectify your conscience, Andy.
Ken, no need to take over my job.
If I cross the line, I'm sure my conscience would tell me, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's not
I
your
did
job.
Tell you multiple times.
Documentary called Free Solo about a man climbing El Capitan.
Oh, yes.
Alex Honnold.
Oh, yes. I've seen Free Solo.
Oh, okay.
Well, have you seen Eternal Sunshine?
Colonel Sunshine.
No, Eternal Sunshine.
No, no, no. Eternal Sunshine of the
Spotless Mind. Many times I've seen that one, too.
Oh, yeah, Charlie
Kaufman.
Movie
guy.
Yeah.
Free Solo. There are a lot of good climbing movies.
Hi, you're on the
air.
You
know who the star of those climbing movies are these days?
Wow. I would like to recommend Hitler's Hat by Jeff Krulik, the same man who made Heavy Metal Parking Lot. I think you both would like it.
Hitler's Hat.
Have you heard of it, Ken?
No, but I've heard of Jeff Krulik.
I know the name Hitler from something. It rings a bell.
Oh, he was in a couple of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the
air. Hey, I made my conscience laugh.
Oh. That's an animated show.
Uh-huh.
Called Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Dear God.
Yeah.
And what is it about? Evangelion. Now I have to watch it?
Yeah.
It's animated?
Yep.
Yeah. It's about a giant robots fighting these, weird alien angels.
Oh, nice!
It sounds stupid.
It sounds great.
Okay, let's go. Hey, we got to pick our winner.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset.
Oh, yes. Oh, I have seen... Wait, have I seen it?
Have you seen it? Doesn't
count. It's about a couple of salesmen, right?
It's a reality show that I think Andy would despise.
Oh, it's a reality show. It's a real estate reality show.
Selling Sunset. Put it
on
there.
It's in there. Okay. Well, we need Don to come in.
Don, come on in.
Hey, Don.
All right. Don
okay,
is
wait,
here.
Mix them all up. Gosh, we have 40 slips in here. Okay. Don is taking the... No, Don is taking the box. He's really mixing them up. I'm really scared. Okay. Just pick one. Mulholland Drive. David Lynch. No, believe me, that's going to be a slog.
You've seen it.
No, it's a slog, baby.
But you've seen it.
I've seen it years ago. It's fine. It's new to me. No. I haven't seen it in years. Mulholland Drive. And we'll review it next week.
Andy.
Yeah. What? President Pam says you've seen it.
What, we're going to pick another one?
Yeah.
Pam,
yeah, pick another one.
Oh, I'll get you for that one, Pam. Pam?
Roller Boogie! Yes!
Roller Boogie.
Roller Boogie with Linda Blair.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
The kids come together.
Pam, I'm holding you responsible for this.
The kids come
together. Thank you, Don. Yeah, the kids come together.
They come together.
Do they save the roller the roller park?
Yes, they do. From the man.
Oh, from the man?
The man was going to take away the roller rink.
It's good for you, Andy.
Oh, shut up, both of you.
Hey,
listen, no, seriously, I want to thank my conscience. She did her best, didn't she? She tried.
She did. Thank you, conscience.
To keep me on the... And thank you, Don. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, everyone, for your recommendations.
And thank you, Jeremiah.
I'll be watching Roller Boogie.
Roller Boogie, starring Linda Blair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and also, you should know...
Oh, please.
...that the male lead in Roller Boogie...
Yes?
...he was an actual champion roller dancer.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what?
He was. And this was his big shot at stardom, but he was never in anything again.
Well, it wasn't the launch pad that he was hoping for.
No, but he is hot.
Hey, Pam, will you watch Roller Boogie this week?
Maybe.
Hey! Ken, will you watch it again this week?
Yes, everybody should watch Roller Boogie.
Yeah, hey, let's have a whole little movie watch club, and we'll all talk about Roller Boogie next week.
Excellent idea. Next week, we talk about Roller Boogie.
Yes, Roller Boogie. And what will we do with the other 45 minutes?
It's not going to take 15 minutes. Roller Boogie is a very deep movie. It's got a lot of socioeconomic implications. I don't know if I mentioned, the man is trying to take away the roller rink, but the kids come together.
But they're just kids.
Yeah, but together they're strong.
But you'd think a bunch of stupid kids together would be even stupider.
No, that's not the case. Oh, no, what's happening here?
Well, maybe they'd have a chance if one of them becomes possessed by the devil.
Well, then Kevin Bacon comes and saves the day.
Maybe Kevin Bacon comes to save the day, because he loves dancing.
Hey, this is WFMU.
My conscience is
funny. WMFU Mount Hope.
Pam, you're really funny.
And Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Thank you.
call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. They call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, chillin'.